Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove & Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove & Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
This is Ron Cuff along with famous local DJ SK, reminding everyone that local voting matters.
For Paso School Board, Kenny Ennie. Let's keep Ennie innie.
Elect a lion, Leo Castillo for Paso Robles School Board.
Vote for the real McCoy, Lauren McCoy for Paso School Board.
We all need a Hunter, Hunter Breeze for Paso Robles School Board. Let's keep downtown parking free and fix the roads.
And vote Michael Rivera for Paso Robles City Council District 3.
This message was not paid for or endorsed by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, September 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council considering interim city manager approval. PG&E warns of power outage amidst hot weather this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 90s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The next Paso Robles City Council meeting is tomorrow night, starting at 6:30. On the agenda is a request to rezone the property located at 1745 Spring Street to allow for hotel rooms and a wine tasting room. The applicant for the project is seeking to construct a mixed-use building on the property with 8 residential units, 16 hotel rooms, and a wine tasting room. The project has gone through several Planning Commission public hearings and was recently approved for rezoning by the Planning Commission in a 6-0 vote. The City Council can now choose to approve the project and a property's rezoning. Later on the agenda, the City Council will discuss approving Chris Hewitt to the position of interim city manager. Current city manager Ty Lewis is on leave of absence due to medical conditions. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. With triple digits on the forecast, PG&E has announced there may be some public power safety shutoffs in parts of San Luis Obispo County today and tomorrow. Power shutoffs amidst hot weather are done to reduce the risk of wildfires. PG&E lets its customers opt in to receive a phone call or text when their address is scheduled for a power safety shutoff on their website. Road closures for Atascadero's 2024 Colony Day Parade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 710.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The City of Atascadero's 51st Annual Colony Days Parade and Festival is coming up this Saturday, October 5th. The parade celebrates the 50 years of fabulous floats, honoring five decades of creativity, community spirit, and Atascadero's rich history. The city has announced that several road closures will be in effect starting at 8 a.m. for the parade and related to the ECR project. These closures include El Camino Real from Highway 41 to Entrada Avenue, Highway 41's entrances and exits from Capistrano Avenue to El Camino Real, Alameda Avenue from Traffic Way to West Mall, Lewis Avenue from Entrada to Capistrano, West Mall from and East Mall from El Camino Real to Lewis Avenue, and Palma Avenue from East Mall to West Mall. There will also be active areas of construction for the ECR closed off from spectators to minimize disruption. The biannual Three Speckled Hens Vintage and Antique Market kicks off this Friday at the Paso Robles Event Center from noon to 6 p.m. The event features a variety of antique merchants and vendors for attendees to peruse and enjoy Friday and Saturday. Here's Kimber Black, one of the founders for Three Speckled Hens, with information on these tickets.
So tickets are on sale online. You can find the ticket link at my8056.com, and there is a link from our website, threespeckledhens.com. Tickets will be available at the door. Currently, we are running a promotion on Saturday. We have a promotion, and it is buy one, get one. And that's for all day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Friday, during the early bird session, the fairgrounds is offering free parking for our early bird ticket holders. So that's a $5 savings, and it's just a real convenience. They can just pull in and be right out front.
Each year, the event sees vendors from in and out of the county. Here's Kimber Black once more on that.
Currently, we have 68 vendors signed up. We do have a couple more that might be joining us. They have other shows that they are working with, and it just depends on travel and transit and all of the things that go with it. Typically, most of our dealers, probably about 60%, come from outside of the county, and then the rest of them are in the county. And then we have a lot of repeat vendors. One is Bitterwater Road. They live just right up Highway 41, and they bring all of their really cool stuff in. We also have another lady, the Burlap Pumpkin. She's local, and she's a local favorite because a lot of people have asked about her over the last couple of years, and we have her back on site this time.
Three Speckled Hens Antique Market will go until Saturday, October 5th at 4 p.m. Go to threespeckledhens.com. On October 14th, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live-streamed on the school district's broadcast channel and will be available for viewing on YouTube. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. The City of Paso Robles announced that Phase 2 for improving the Royal Oak Meadows Park will begin today. During Phase 2, the park will be closed. Improvements include enhancing the park's walking path, turf areas, a new playground, and a shaded picnic area. Phase 1 of the project installed a full basketball court and small parking lot. Construction of Phase 2 is expected to be completed in early 2025. Improvements to Royal Oak Meadows Park has been a part of the Olson South Chandler Ranch specific plan development. This will ultimately connect Royal Oak Meadows Park to a new section of park along Turtle Creek through an 8-mile stretch of bike and walking paths. In sports, Major League Baseball, The Cardinals beat the Giants 6-1. The Rangers shut out the Angels 8-0. The Mariners over the Athletics 6-4. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 11-2. The Dodgers over the Rockies 2-1. The Yankees beat the Pirates 6-4. Tonight, the Mets will face the Braves in a doubleheader. In the NFL, the Broncos inched past the Jets 10-9. The Ravens beat the Bills 35-10. The Raiders over the Browns 20-16. The 49ers beat the Patriots 30-13. The Bears over the LA Rams 24-18. And the Chiefs beat the Chargers 17-10. In high school football, on Friday, the Greyhounds beat the Eagles 10-7. The Passerables Bearcats lost to the Buchanan Bears 33-13. Central Valley Christian beat Mission Prep 35-14. And this week is the start of league play. The Bearcats will travel to Arroyo Grande to take on Arroyo Grande. Mission Prep will take on St. Joseph. Atascadero will host Santa Ynez. And the Templeton Eagles will take on Santa Maria in a home game. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, DavisBodyShop.com.
California headline news. Thousands of PG&E customers could be without power today. In an effort to mitigate the risk of wildfire, spokesperson Megan McFarland.
PG&E coworkers and PG&E meteorologists have been watching a weather system and conditions on the ground. We're seeing in the next few days breezy offshore winds, low humidity.
Outages could impact more than 13,000 customers spread across a targeted portion of 13 counties. Vice President Kamala Harris in the Bay Area over the weekend attending a campaign fundraiser. Teddy King is from nearby Piedmont.
I'm just so immensely proud that a daughter of our region is putting herself on the line to save democracy.
Vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz square off in a debate tomorrow. Time running out for student loan borrowers across the state. The repayment on-ramp program ends today after years of pauses. Same for the Fresh Start program, which was created to help those in default get back on track. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discusses wolf and mountain lion attacks on livestock. The episode also covers a Sonoma County ballot measure sponsored by animal activists that would bar certain poultry and livestock farms from operating in the county, phasing them out within 3 years. Poultry and livestock farmers say the measure, if passed, would threaten their businesses and the region's farm economy. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there's a traffic collision with an ambulance en route on the US 101 South, just south of the Vineyard Drive on-ramp in Templeton. This was a two-vehicle traffic incident, with both vehicles currently in the center divide. CHP currently has a unit en route. Again, there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route on the US 101 South, just south of the Vineyard Drive on-ramp in Templeton. A two-vehicle traffic incident with both vehicles in the center divide. Otherwise, no other incidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 90s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 105, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies most of this week, with some clouds rolling in on Friday, then sunny this weekend into Monday. Triple digits on Wednesday and Thursday, about 107 and 102 respectively. Upper 90s on Friday, 101 on Saturday. Upper 90s on Sunday, then about 95 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened narrowly lower. The Dow's losses widened in early trading. Stellantis shares opened down 12%. The parent company of Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and other models is lowering expectations for the year. Stellantis is dragging down other automakers. Ford down 2%. General Motors shares down 1%. AT&T shares up 0.5% after it sold its majority stake in DirecTV to investment firm TPG. Then DirecTV agreed to buy Dish from Echo Star. Also, Verizon is selling thousands of wireless communications towers across the U.S. to Vertical Bridge for more than $3 billion. CVS shares up 2%. The Wall Street Journal says an investment firm will meet with top executives to discuss how CVS can be improved. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics.
Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of Admiral displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Our nation is in trouble.
Open borders, welfare for all, rampant crime, denying parents rights in our schools.
It has to stop.
Your Slo County Republican endorsed candidates will fight for you and bring our country, state, and nation back to common sense reality.
Go to rpsloc.org to see your endorsed candidates and watch for your voting slate card coming soon.
Hold on to this voting card to take to the polls.
Make sure you, your friends, and family vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th.
Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The day we're born is the day we begin to die. Will you die with dignity? Soon to begin, Old Farts, a fitness program for men 70 and up to make those golden years truly golden. Life does start for many at 70. Pick up that phone, give me a call. This is not a program for everyone. It's for those who are serious about living a fulfilling life. This is Gary Whiting, the fitness doctor. If you make me part of your health and fitness problems, I will become part of your health and fitness solutions. Remember, old farts don't drool, they rule. Much more than just a high-intensity anti-aging program, it is a life-altering program. Training at the Paso Robles Sports Club. Give me a call, 805-400-4460. 805-400-4460. 4460.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
I believe that we can continue the great society while we fight
the Morning Exchange.
KPRL.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Dan on talking about, well, something that we all need to know about, and especially this time of year, insurance, insurance, insurance. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, she will have Amy Ayakawa from the Women to Women talking about the latest in the men in women's prison battle. That's not only on the state level, but on the federal level as well. So enjoy that this afternoon. Here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Let's see here. Thanks for that. Email, candidate for Kevin, how did you feel about the candidate form? Personally, I thought it was, again, this is the email. Personally, I thought it was a terrible format. Audio was broken up. Video was poor. Questions were edited. Candidates sitting shoulder to shoulder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It seems as though if we did a better job with these events rather than carelessly throwing it together, we would have better community participation. I don't know about that. I mean, community participation, in general, whether it's council meetings with, you know, some exceptions, and school board meetings, again, with some exceptions, the attendance is not there. And you have to really get people fire it up, but keep it flowing. You can't have something happen in September and think it's going to carry over to November, because the emotions just go away. Now, as far as the format, I don't know, because I was not there. I don't know what the format was. I know in the past, sometimes they would have the audience fill out cards and they would send them, and I don't know in this particular case if that was the instance, and also that who picks the cards or the questions, because a lot of times they're not questions, they're comments, and you want to avoid that. In instead of people getting direct and to the point trying to ask a question, they make a statement. So I don't know, for those of you attended or were able to listen, what did you think about the candidates forum and who stood out? Okay, let's see here. We had something else coming in on the email. What is it? I'll have to attend to this one later on. So, again, maybe, you know, some thoughts on that regarding the candidates forum, or just the candidates in general here in Paso Robles and Atascadero, and your school board members as well. And these are big issues. We got one in the mail from one of the school board, and, you know, my wife looked at it because she's very proficient in English and had to do with the wording. And she said it was kind of funny, considering that this is supposed to be for a school board, that the wording on it was incorrect. Not unusual. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Lauren McCoy. How are you?
Good, Lauren. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to thank our amazing community members that came out to Kenny, Leo, and Hunter, and myself. Meet and greet yesterday. It was a success, and we answered questions and got to know some people we never met before, and it was good.
Okay. Was there any particular questions that when people came up and talked to you or Hunter or Kenny that was on their minds of, you know, the priority?
Test scores for sure, and how we want to address those, and discipline was one of them, and just a couple people came up, a couple parents that have several kids in our district came up to me and asked me about just why can't we just stick to the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, things like that? Why does there have to be all of this other stuff that gets thrown in there? So Those were questions that we got asked. I don't know about everybody else's questions, but those were the ones that I heard and that I was asked.
Well, you know, regarding on, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, the should be the priorities. I know that the school has, in many cases, no choice, because this is curriculum that is mandated by the state. Is that correct?
Correct. It is mandated by the state, but the other fluff and things that get thrown in there definitely aren't.
Well, that's why the importance of the people knowing that when you vote in a certain political party, this is what's going to happen, and it transformed and it's handed down into the school districts. And that
And a number of them were saying how they decided to just take their kids out of the district as well and homeschool them, which, you know, that's their prerogative, but it's sad that it even has to come to that, you know?
Well, that's a big responsibility of, you know, wanting to homeschool your kid. And there are of course, other, you know, ways if they have the means to do it, to put them in private school or the, you know, what other alternatives, but it is a big commitment for them to consider doing that. But do you know if that's ever been an issue regarding the declining enrollment in any of the meetings?
I'm pretty sure it is, because there's tons of people that are taking their students out of the district. I'm not sure what the percentage of that is, but I do know that it does take part into that heavily, or either people moving out of the area so their kids can go to a different school, or sending them to private school is another one that a lot of people were talking about yesterday as well. So I've often are having their repercussions on our families.
I've often wondered when the numbers start heading south regarding the kids in the school pulling out for a variety of reasons, including just the atmosphere and other things. If those who are, let's just say, part of the union, do they realize that their decisions that they're making and inflicting on the kids is a huge reason why the numbers are declining?
They'd be silly not to. The fact is, do they care?
Well, that was my second part of the question, and I think I can answer that. I think they're going to talk the game that they care, but they don't really, because when the numbers go down, they're still going to get their money.
Right. Exactly.
And it's a shame that the school district, particularly this one in Paso Robles, has been a highlight for about 7 or 8 years now, and not in the positive. And it's unfortunate, because a lot of positive things do go on at the school. There's some amazing kids there.
Yes, there are. And I just feel like we're doing those amazing kids a disservice by the things that are coming down at them. So, you know, that's why we got to vote. We got that form coming up on the 14th, so make sure you come out and listen, because all of us are going to be there at the same time. So,
what kind of speaking of that, Lauren? As I got an email regarding that, how is this forum or debate set up? What's the protocol for it? Is it cards, or there's going to be a moderator, et cetera, et cetera? Do you know how it's going to work?
Yes. So, and also for those that can't make it, it will be live streamed on the district website, mm-hmm. or YouTube, I think it is. So there is a moderator. The moderator will read questions to us. We'll all have our designated questions and be able to respond in a certain amount of time. The questions come from the audience, which they give them note cards when they come in to write questions, and then they filter out those questions. Now, I don't know how the filtering out part works. I don't know if they just pick safe questions or what they're going to do as far as that goes, but they are giving the community a chance to ask questions.
Would those questions, for example, if on one of the cards, whatever the question is, then each candidate will answer that same question?
That's how it worked 2 years ago when I first ran, and I'm assuming that that's how it's going to work this time as well.
Okay, so then it won't be specific to a certain candidate?
Correct.
Okay. All right, well, it'll be here before you know it, just like the election will. So
yep.
Thanks for the update, Lauren, and best of luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, just a mathematical thing for your listening audience, and they can check my math, but I'm going to give you an example of how much money is spent every year by the federal government. We take in about $4.4 trillion in taxes. But the Fed spends in 2024 about $6.3 trillion. So they've overspent by about $1.9 trillion. To give you an example, we have 435 congressmen who spend that money. Okay? And congressmen and senators, not like the working public. The working public works about 240 days a year. Congressmen and senators work about 120 days a year. So if you take that $600.9 million and divide it by 435, and then you divide it by 120 days, how much money do you think that is that each and every congressman spends every single day?
I'm no good at math. I'm not even going to try it.
I know what you're saying, but this is fascinating. Each and every congressman, all 435, have to spend about $120 million a day to spend that much money. Now, we know that there are certain things that are mandated by law, but those were all put in place by the Congress and the Senate. So each and every, think about this, people, every day, every single congressman has to spend $120 million to expend our federal overspent $6.3 trillion. Can anybody out there just think about spending $120 million a day on anything? And they do it every single day that they work.
Well, it's not their money, so that's easy to do.
No, I'm agreeing with what you just said. It's not their money. But try to put it in perspective that you have to get up every morning of your working day and spend $120 million.
You know,
every one of them.
The part about taxes is, you know, nobody wants to pay taxes, all right? But realistically, you know, we do have to pay taxes, and we should pay taxes on the necessities.
Absolutely.
The necessities.
You hit the nail on the head.
Most of this other stuff, and I wish I had a list. I've been maybe too lazy, or I just keep forgetting to look at the list and how long it is of everything that my or our tax money goes to. And I would bet that well over 90% of it, I don't want to pay for.
Well, look, just a reality check. Just what you just said. 90. Let's just use 50% of the stuff that they spend is spent padding their own little nest or whatever, however you want to look at it. But just put in perspective of all the veterans or all the unfortunate people in the United States that are born with a physical defect that is they have no control over. Think about any of these people that have been injured in accident or through criminal activity that had nothing to do except they were just the victim at the time. Take half of that money. Take one-tenth of that money and give it, spend it on them. How great would this country be? It would be unbelievable. But that's not what our politicians, that's not what I'm going to say, and people are going to bite their tongue. That's not what this socialist, Marxist, communist entity that's trying to be in charge or are in charge, part of our government at this time.
The problem is the government now, instead of the people you just named, and I'll put veterans up there first, is that we are saying to everybody that lives in this country now, hey, The reason why you don't have this, that, or the other thing is because you've been wronged. And since you've been wronged, we're going to help you out because it's not fair that you've been wronged. Now, you may be a lazy SOB and you don't give a damn and you're selfish and all these things, but we're still going to give, we're going to take from people who have gone out and worked hard to save and better themselves. We're going to take that money from them and we're going to give it to you so you can feel better about yourself.
You know what that's called?
I can't say it on the radio.
Well, I understand. You know what an enabler is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In my family, there's been enablers. And unfortunately, I call enabler one of the worst words in the English language. But the part about an enabler is, now this is just my opinion, and it isn't 100%, that's for sure. But enablers, a lot of the time, they enable the person they're supposed to be helping, not to help the person. They think they're helping them, but they do it to make themselves feel good. Oh, look at what I did for my son, Joey. And unfortunately, as they're enabling Joey, it's not helping Joey, but it makes them personally feel good. Are you with me on that at all?
Yeah, this feeling good and feel, I mean, that stuff just nauseates me.
I'm in full agreement. And when I said that, my sister and brother-in-law enabled their son, who got in trouble in his 30s, did not live in a vacuum, and then went to jail, and they enabled him the whole time that he was in there, and he's dead at 42.
Well,
unfortunately. But that's what enabling does. People have to understand that somebody has to be the adult in the room. And that's what all people that get in trouble, your child needs the adult. That's why there's children, and that's why there's adults, our parents. Now, a lot of parents aren't adults, unfortunately, but that's another story for another time, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, real quick here, because I got to go to break. There's over 330 million people in this country, and when stupid people do bad things and they no longer breathe, I'm not sure that that's a tragedy. Because we could do without a lot of people in this country, and our population will still be solid. So with that, I got to go. We're out of time.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye. All right, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Atascadero's 51st Annual Colony Days Parade and Festival is coming up this Saturday, October 5th. The parade celebrates 50 years of fabulous floats, honoring five decades of creativity, community spirit, and Atascadero's rich history. Several road closures will be in effect starting at 8 a.m. for the parade, including El Camino Real from Highway 41 to Entrada Avenue. The biannual Three Speckled Hens Vintage and Antique Market kicks off this Friday at the Pastorals Event Center from noon to 6 p.m. The event features a variety of antique merchants and vendors in and out of the county for attendees to peruse and enjoy. Tickets for the event can be found at threespeckledhens.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Chris Foster. At least 99 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Helene, more than a third of those in western North Carolina.
There are many people that are still out of communication zones. Cell service is minimal. Power is a major issue. Fuel is an issue. There is little or no resources for food and water, and aid is trying to make its way. We are told there are over 2,000 federal government employees on the ground here, over 5,000 National Guard troops that have been called in to try and help.
Fox's Robert Ray in Asheville, North Carolina. Dock worker strike starting at midnight, if it happens, could affect ports from Maine to Texas.
Deliveries of food, cars, heavy machinery, construction materials, chemicals, furniture, clothes, and toys could all be impacted. Unionized dock workers at West Coast ports are likely to refuse working diverted ships.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
The Creston Community Church will be hosting its second annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference October 18th and 19th. Deanna Ramsey, who has spoken at Hume Lake, is going to take the ladies on a journey of being rooted in faith and grace. She will show how God loves us and has plans for us. Dinner on Friday, breakfast and lunch Saturday. The Creston Community Church is on O'Donovan Road. For more information, contact Becky Nunez at beckynunez0123@gmail.com or go to crestonchurch.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunny and hot the next few days. Upper 90s on your Monday. Clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. 105 Tuesday. 107 Wednesday. 103 Thursday. Upper 90s Friday. 101 Saturday. Upper 90s Sunday. And mid 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down we go. 6:58 a.m. 6:49 p.m. It is 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Bank on better. Well, let's see here. Just a little reminder that we... I like to do this from time to time. But first, Templeton Boosters. What do the Boosters do? Well, they're a nonprofit organization that raises money to support every Templeton High School sports program, whether it's a request for a new, upgraded equipment, uniforms, video programs, or providing scholarships. Every penny they raise goes to back into supporting the growth and development of the sports programs and the athletes at Templeton High School. So if you'd like to find out, get a hold of the Templeton Boosters and either volunteer or a little couple of Lincoln and Jacksons are very much appreciated. Also, from time to time, what I was getting at, we like to let you know that if your group or nonprofit organization is having an event, even if it's an ongoing event, get that information into us ASAP, at least 2 weeks in advance, first come, first serve, and it just goes into rotation. That's why you hear so many of them over and over again, because they're ongoing. And all we need is just a couple of lines. You can go to reception@kprl.com, P.O. Box 7, if you want to waste, what is, I don't even know what a stamp is anymore. Or, again, tires and car damage, if necessary, drive down to 32nd Oak and you can slip it under the door. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Just one block north of the park. Can't miss them. Local celebrities, Charles Taylor, John Gibbs, Charlie Darbinay, Richard Sinclair, Rick Hare, Pat Swindell, who's living in Florida, and she's a Philly fan. See how they do, and she's also an Eagles fan. We know how they did. Gary Hopps having another birthday, Karen Williams, and there you go, a short list today. On my right-hand side, this gentleman made dentists very, very wealthy. William Wrigley, the chewing gum guy, 1861, 1932. Johnny Allen, pitcher. Bunch of World Series. Of course, that means he had to be with the Yankees. 1904, 1959. Buddy Rich, one of the great drummers of all time. He was self-taught, and he said he never practiced. That's what he said. 1917, 1987. Deborah Kerr, King and I, 1921, 2007. Truman Capote, 1924, 1984. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, Robin Roberts, 1926, 2010. very, very, very talented actress, Angie Dickinson, 1931. Yep. Johnny Padres, pitch for the Bums and others, 1932, 2008. Johnny Mathis, singer, 1935. This guy was a heck of a singer, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. 1942, 1968, Dewey Martin of Buffalo Springfield, 1942, 2009. This lady has a great voice and very, 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 very pretty. Marilyn McCoo, 1943. Austin Red Robbins played some hoops out of the University of Tennessee, 1944, 2009. From the Chiffons, Dulang, 1946, Sylvia Peterson. Who else do we have on the list here? From 10,000 Maniacs, John Lombardo, 1952. Singer, Deborah Allen, 1953. From the Brady Bunch, Barry Williams, 1954. Fran Dressler, the actress, 1957. Crystal Bernard, she was in Wings, and she appeared in Happy Days for one season. She was born in 61. Dave Magadan, not a bad hitter, 1962. Jose Lima, not a bad pitcher, 1972, 2010. Jeremy Giambi, the brother of, 1974. He took his life a couple of years ago. I don't remember what year, though. Let's see here. Oh, Martina Hingis, very good tennis player, 1980. Moving on down the list here, we go to, oh, it's LeBron James's birthday. He's not going to the top of the list. He's on the Lakers. That's just not going to happen. And Bella Ramsey, the actress, 2003, passing away on this day. I think we have Monty. Speaking of George Carlin, remember when he used to do that skit with Monty Hall? Not with, but about Monty Hall. Yep, Monty Hall. He passed away on this day in what year? 2017. Monty. Also passing away, the incredible Edgar Bergen, ventriloquist, 1978. James Dean killed out that way on this day in 1955. We were the first station to broadcast that. Let's see, who else do we have? Charles Richter, the Richter scale guy, 1985. And I believe that is it. Yes. Okay, so going to the top of the list, quite the singer out of Hamilton Heights in New York as a youngster and joined the Teenagers. It was an integrated singing group way back when. And of course, the big hit, 1956, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And then he went on to solo work. And for a short time, then his career fell into decline, drugs, and he was found dead at the age of 25 in his grandmother's bathroom from the heroin overdose. Frankie Lyman, because one of the songs he did solo, Goody Goody, is a great song. He goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The next Paso Robles City Council meeting is tomorrow night, starting at 6:30. On the agenda is a request to rezone the project at 1745 Spring Street to allow for hotel rooms and a wine tasting room. The City Council will also discuss approving Chris Hewitt for the position of interim city manager. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. On October 14th, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates at 800 Niblick Road from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 90s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Motown's founder Berry Gordy based much of the Jackson 5 sound on Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, as well as other Motown groups as well. So, short-lived, but a lot of influence. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.